The mid-July heat in courtroom 3 was stifling. Spectators, packed into the gallery, had removed their jackets and loosened their collars, shirts and blouses sheer with sweat. Makeshift paper fans, folded from crime prevention handout flyers, fluttered throughout the room. The AC in this wing of the Balboa County Courthouse was out. And because the criminal justice institutions of Neptune, California thought Eli Weevil Navarro's conviction was a foregone conclusion, they hadn't seen fit to move the proceedings to a cooler part of the building. It figured to be a quick day's work, proving that an inked-up essay with a rap sheet dating back to grade school had returned to his old ways. Generally a safe call around here, thought Veronica Mars, sitting near the back of the courtroom next to her father. Neptune's finest seldom collar anyone who can afford a long trial. If you're poor or non-white, our wheels of justice run fast, but not necessarily true. She opened the collar of her shirt and gave it a few quick tugs, trying to accomplish what the dead AC couldn't. But say this for us. When we railroad 'em, we do it in classic Hollywood style. Sweltering courtroom, fluttering paper fans, court reporter blotting her cleavage. All we lack are the bailiffs in Colonel Sanders suits and the gallery full of saturnine black folks in overalls.
In the past week, you've heard the evidence against my client fall apart piece by piece.
Cliff McCormick stood in front of the courtroom, his dark hair plastered to his forehead. He was 50-ish, 6'3", and angular, dressed in a gray suit and a Jungle Jewels green tie that was one part razzle-dazzle and two parts JCPenney clearance rack. His voice was deep and whiskey dry as he addressed the jury.
The so-called witness who claimed to have sold the gun to Mr. Navarro rescinded his statement in the weeks after the incident. The recording of the roadside assistance call Celeste Kane made to the Beacon Corporation just before the incident also contradicts much of her story, including her claim that Mr. Navarro threatened her verbally.
Is it me, or did someone put extra sambal in Cliff McCormick's pad thai? The old war horse is bringing it hard for Weevil. Veronica had known the public defender for most of her life. He and her father were old friends. He had a sardonic, often self-deprecating manner. He referred to himself as the Kmart of the legal system, but Veronica knew better. Cliff worked hard to try to get his clients a fair shake. It was quixotic work in a town like Neptune, with justice for sale to the highest bidder, but he was one of the good guys.
The prosecution has gone out of its way to paint a picture of a hardened criminal returning to his old ways. But what are we to make of the 5 years between his last conviction and the events that took place the night of January 25th? 5 years in which Eli Navarro has proven himself a responsible and law-abiding citizen time and time again. You've heard from dozens of character witnesses, friends, co-workers, clergy, who say my client is a hard worker, a loving father and husband, in all respects, a model of reform.
Laying it on a bit thick there, Cliffy, Veronica thought. Sure, until 6, 7 months ago, Weevil Navarro had seemed like a changed man, a far cry at least, from the high school crime kingpin Veronica had known a decade earlier. Back then, Weevil was the alpha headcracker of the local bike gang. His photo was a staple in Busted, the local police mugshot tabloid. But when she'd seen him at their high school reunion less than a year earlier, it seemed he'd finally settled down. He was happily married, a doting father, a small business owner. That had all changed when he'd tried to help Celeste Kane after her car had broken down in one of the more colorful parts of town. Weevil had woken up in the hospital with a hole in his shoulder and a stack of criminal charges on his head, including attempted theft, attempted assault, and brandishing a deadly weapon. Celeste claimed he'd threatened her. According to the cops, he'd been clutching a stolen Glock in his hand when they'd arrived on the scene. According to Weevil, he hadn't touched a gun in years.